Hey guys, it's the ghost. So a lot of times we're talking about stories, we're hearing things, we're seeing different things on YouTube. Things are incoming that have to do with aliens and our favorite UFOs. But behind all of those studies and behind a lot of it are those ufologists. Have any of you ever wondered what they did to become a ufologist? And are any of you interested in becoming one yourself? If some of you are interested in thinking outside of your day-to-day box, or if you're just curious, stick around because today we're going to dive into what it takes and how you actually become a ufologist. Real quick, first, I want to make sure that all of you know that we do have two channels out there, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange, and They Call Me the Ghost, where I like to share the jobs that I do with my team, and then we have a discussion about it. We also have podcasts for both channels and a Facebook group, Shadow Ops Debrief. If you like the strange in story format, then you are in the right place. So if you haven't already, sign up, subscribe, and join the conversation. All right, so today we're going to look at how you become a ufologist. There are a lot of people out there that claim to have seen UFOs, but does that make them ufologists? Well, Nick Pope was a career civil servant with the UK Ministry of Defense, okay, when he gets this odd assignment. It was back in 1991, 2 years before the premiere episode of The X-Files, which had a lot to do with public interest in all of this stuff. But Pope wasn't about to take on a job that would earn him the nickname of the real Fox Mulder. He was to investigate each and every UFO sighting reported to the British government. That's a tough job. That's a big job. Well, more than 25 years later, Pope is one of the world's leading UFO experts and a fixture at UFO conferences like Contact in the Desert and the International UFO Congress. Did you guys know those things existed? This is where he lectures on government-sponsored UFO investigations. And he also investigates and talks about conspiracy theories and the disclosure of classified government documents. But he wasn't always a UFO head. "I really started from a baseline of zero," says Pope. He's explaining that his 4-year assignment to the UFO desk at MOD was one of many different posts at the agency and was not based on any prior knowledge or even personal interest in UFOs. His office received between 200 and 300 sightings. They receive that every year. His job was to call up witnesses and then to gather as much information as he could, as how much as possible, about the appearance of the mysterious objects, as well as the precise locations and the times of the sightings. And then he would get to work checking those facts against the usual suspects. He said on Twitter, "I'm not surprised that the Pentagon's UFO program looked at poltergeist activity. When I ran the UK government's UFO project, we were the focal point for all the, quote, weird stuff, the crop circles, the ghosts, etc. Both the US and UK programs were real-life X-File units." He did all that research. What did it turn out to be? Well, in 95% of the cases, there was a simple earthly explanation for what the witnesses had seen. Maybe it was aircraft lights or even weather balloons. But even in those rare cases where a sighting couldn't be rationally explained, Pope's job was to downplay its significance to the public, the media, and the British lawmakers. The message was, "Move along, folks. There's nothing to see here." Well, Pope felt it was his duty to read everything he could get his hands on about the history of UFO sightings and leading theories about their origins, including all those fanciful conspiracies. After he left the UFO desk, that was back in 1994, but while still at the MOD, he co-authors a book with some of the key witnesses in the Rendlesham Forest incident known as England's Roswell. Did you know about that? Well, the success of this book led to calls from TV and movie producers looking for insight from a real UFO investigator. Pope retired from the MOD and moved to America in 2012 to become a full-time UFO expert. In addition to writing and lecturing at conferences, he's still a popular head on TV shows like Ancient Aliens. Pope would not call himself a ufologist, rather a UFO investigator. That's what he prefers. He admits that he came about the UFO expertise in an unconventional way. Most of his fellow UFO panelists, authors, and TV commentators were either inspired by their own life-altering UFO sighting or drawn to the topic as lifelong fans of the paranormal. So people like a lot of you guys. I'm an awkward fit at some of these UFO events, I have to say, Pope admits. Some people, I suspect, think that I'm the bad guy, and I've heard a lot of people in the conspiracy theory community say that I'm still secretly working for the government, and that I'm part of some disinformation campaign or whatever that theory is. And that's one story of someone now who's definitely out there and one of the faces of UFO research. But how does one actually become a ufologist? Well, there are no accurate figures that exist on how many ufologists there are in the world. Ufology, the study of UFOs or unidentified flying objects, is considered a pseudoscience. Still, that surprises me. Even though national governments have been involved in investigating UFOs. As such, no traditional colleges or universities offer a degree program in ufology, but there are some online options. There's the International Metaphysical University that offers 6 courses in ufology studies, including Introduction to Ufology. There's an expert there, Richard Dolan, who also has a history degree from Alfred University, and his 12-lecture online course covers topics such as what are UFOs, what are the theories of ancient visitation, and the early cover-up. The courses cost between $200 and $400 each, so this is something you're interested in, you should check it out. Under the Career Options tab, the university website does note that ufologists can seek out work as lecturers, writers, movie consultants, or even political activists working toward disclosure or working on the political and government arena on the area of UFOs in preparation for contact or landings. Furthermore, you can also set up a career as a life coach or hypnotist, if you can believe that, working directly with contactees and abductees. Did you ever think of that as an actual career? Because with all the stuff that we read and see out there, there should be someone out there for these people, don't you think? Well, whether these careers turn out to be lucrative will no doubt depend on the circles that one moves in and the response to what it is that they're trying to do. If school is not your thing, you have the other approach, which is to just get out there and do some fox muldering of your own as a trained UFO investigator. In the U.S., the Mutual UFO Network is actually recruiting field investigators to look into the dozen or more sightings reported to the organization every single day. So if you are interested, I'm letting you know it is still possible for you to get into this. You just have to be 18 or older and pass a certification examination based on the Field Investigator Manual. I do have to tell you, though, that Pope himself is a little skeptical of these training and certification programs because he knows that most participants are true UFO believers and they could let their biases get in the way of any clear-eyed investigation. Not that Pope himself wouldn't be psyched, really, to find definitive proof that ETs exist. He says, "My view is the world would be more interesting with aliens in it rather than without. But that doesn't mean I'm going to try to prove that. I'm just going to go anywhere the data will take me." And just so you can take things a little bit further, what's cool about Pope is that he helped secure the release of all the documents that were held by the British government relating to UFO sightings and the investigations dating back to when Winston Churchill first created the UFO desk. So if you're interested, those files are now available to the public at the National Archives outside of London. So I hope that was interesting for you guys. I know there's a lot of interest in aliens and UFOs, and hey, and in the times that we're in today, you might just need or want a career change. If you do have that passion, there is a path for you. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.